שהוא בונה את זה בינו לחבר, אני לא רואה בינו לחבר. כך קיבלתי מוירי ורבי, גיבו שמוז על הסיימבר. Every week, one month of Shabbos, he gets to give a few clues. He's running chizik and Torah and mitzvahs. Most of the time, chizik and Torah, but Amunah, Torah Machem, and Tuesday night, yeah, we haven't do it Monday night, but Tuesday night, he used to give shmuz and honor b'nol chavayah. So we, for years, we did it. The koil was able to do it, you know, Shalom Bayis, but there is Hashem. Holding an L or by side. L by SM in the belt, L is man. But a person's working on what is Atzma, he's working on himself. We suppose, but however, we have to understand the Cheshivus of by side, the Cheshivus of Chutz from the Indian, from obviously we're working. I'm building a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. This is Elul. Shabruah says that the person's heart should be korav to Hashem at this time. And male Hashem is korav. That's the Ani l'doidi. Father, we have to understand that it's not shayich to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an emes away. If we're not mashlim in his mitzvahs of Bidol Machavet. There's no half Torah, boy, son. Luchos, Shnei Luchos Abris. It's written Luchas. It's one Luchos. On Chetzi of the Luchos is Benolam Lamokoi. On Chetzi of the Luchos is all Benolam Lachaveiro. The Rosh says in Masech Kepeya that the mitzvah Benolam Lachaveiro is more choshev than the mitzvah Benolam Lamokoi. Shem used to always quote the Rosh and Peya because the mitzvah Benolam Lachaveiro has in it also Benolam Lamokoi. You're doing Hashem's will also. Chutz, what you're also doing. And you're doing it to your friend, you're also doing the Ratzon Hashem, the Bnei Hashem wants that should be Ahava V'Achva V'Reyus, that we should get along. So Avada Avodah Yisrael is not the pshat that I work in Avodah Yisrael, my own Avodah Yisrael, I'm working on connecting my Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Afal Pi Kein, even so I also have to be careful. Like Rav Shaul Salantik once saw a guy, an El, very, very looking, very serious. So he says, the whole belt doesn't have to suffer because you're your El. Your face is Rosh Hashanah, but his face is Rosh Hashanah. This guy sees the face, he's into it, he's not talking, he's rubbish, he's kind of people and this, and it's rubbish. And the mice, he walks by a guy, whatever, he knocks over the guy running into the name. So if you saw it's not, the whole belt doesn't have to suffer because of your El. So that's a word that even though you work on your avodah zeh, even though you work on your avodah zeh, even so, you should be careful. But what people would say is nachak nature over here. That's the etzem chelik of the avodah zeh. In order to build the anil doidi, to build the anil doidi with Hashem, it can't come without building. Without building, an anil doidi klapi b'lo lachaber. To build an anil doidi, clappy other people of us. Because the Torah speaks about it at length, every parasha is mamish, moly the godish, the ian of the Ram Chaver. And you saw it at Bursai, first thing you saw it of everything of Bursai. I want to be you saw it developing sensitivities to other people in Bursai. Developing sensitivities. The Torah wants us to be sensitive. Sensitive to everybody's feelings. Sensitive to a person, what's going on in his mind. Sensitive to somebody else's person. So maybe the Ka'orah had this exposure person. Usually I try whatever, something that hits me, something new. Torah says in Maria de Gazach, he saw to Eliyah Yom Ram. We usually speak on Torah in the parasha before. He saw to Eliyah Yom Ram in the Yilochim Aleh or the Sofso. The Torah says the Pausha from Milchama, you're going to capture another ear, you take the siege another city, Yom Rabin. So the Torah says, "Loisashkes es eitzel and doch lovgaras v'kimelo toichal v'ois loisichro es geodem etasol lovoyim amemim v'nechah b'amot." Like eitz shetida kilo eitz machlu ois esavik rod v'ois esamotz al ira sheyois el mchol mchol v'ditzah. The Torah actually is talking. We're going out to battle over here. We're in a matzav where we're going to capture, besiege a city. Klal Yisrael is going in. The generals are on the mound on the walkie talkies with the lieutenants, strategizing, creating a way they're going to go in and besiege the city. And we have to know how we're going to go in and capture and destroy the whole city, whatever we have to do. The Torah goes that letter, but it's like every word of the Torah, the Ramban says, if one ois is missing from the Torah, then we know the Chalach is one ois is missing from the Torah. One ois is missing from the Torah, the Torah says, because it's possible. Torah doesn't sound like words, how you doing, how do you do the. Torah is not every word of the Torah, dash into Torah, tili tilim shalach is. And here, the Torah HaKadosh is saying, we're going in a city, the Tavsa, Agamsa, we count the words, the Sasra is just 8th of the Ochlov Garza, Ki Menos Servos of Sichos, Ki Odom Eitz HaSor of the Mami Vidal Mitzor, Rak Eitz HaShatay to the Agamsa Palsha, worrying about the trees in that city, you know. Zot Rash, unbelievable Rash, you know. Ki Odom Eitz HaSor, Harei Kima Shavalosh and Dilma, Shema Odom Eitz HaSor, maybe you were thinking Adam's like the Eitz HaSod, the Konis B'Soich HaMotzah. The tree doesn't deserve to be besieged. The tree, that apple tree, what are you besieging it? Come on, Rav Shlom, take it easy. I'm in the midst of a battle here. We're trying to capture the city. Apple trees, that's on my mind. I gotta dodge bullets over here. Apple trees, that's what I feel in my mind. Fruit trees. Berries, berry picking, that's on my mind now. I'm preoccupied. Cannons, ballistic missiles, apple trees, ballistic missiles, that's what's on my mind. No. You're going to besiege the city? What do you think, that's a person over there? It's a beautiful apple tree. What are you doing to the apple tree? You think this is a very nice book, you know? Dale Carnegie, put it in Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends, Influence People. What's this doing for Bible? Does it deserve it? Tommy's apple tree? Does it deserve to be besieged? Rob. Not really Dale Carnegie. Rashi! What are you doing to the apple tree? Lamatash said, what are you doing? Does it deserve it? Not only, okay, stop. The guy's in battle. The Torah says, take it easy. That tree, keep it alive. Plow it down, General Patton. Knock the trees out. We got to get into the city. No. The Torah says, does it deserve it? What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisrael? The Torah here is telling us a Murray of the Kisori, Rabbi Yisrael. Destin writes in a place, there's Alocha, Ein Mavirin Ala Oichon, Rabbi Yisrael. Alocha in Shulchan Aruch. You see Oichon on the floor. People walk by all the time. I see Mamish, nice. I was just walking in shul last week. I saw an onion on the floor. I went over, I picked it up, put it on the side. There's an onion. Nice, juicy onion. A person sees a nice, you have a shot at Israel, you might be an explosive, I don't know. You want to keep your arm around. Not everybody can write with their left arm. Anyway, Brother Maisa, you have a shot at Israel, Brother Maisa, Allah is aim of you, and you see a piece of oil. Says of Desla, what's the shot? So, of Desla, you saw it, aim of you, and you said, then I curse that time. We benefit from food. You see a piece of food on the ground, don't just walk by it, but like, you benefit from food. Where's your sensitivity of this? The Torah teaches develop sensitivities for dwelling on inanimate objects, because we have to understand that if we walk by food, we treat it with disrespect to food of Israel. So it's not going to stop there of Israel. First, we're not going to appreciate, that's for sure, with the food that Hashem gives us. We're not very, very spoiled. You know, we don't like something. We're ready to say, oh, why are they serving tonight green beans? I hate green beans. But besides the fact that Lamaisa Sovishal Dover, we know we're not going to appreciate Hashem's food, but it's not going to stop there, Rabbi. The Torah doesn't understand this, the mechanics, the person who created the human being understands the mechanics. If we develop non-sensitivities to food, which gives us benefit, Rabbi said, it's not going to stop there, it's going to continue on. The Gemara is Chazal to the Murray the Gazakh, Rabbi said. Paro was a koifa be'ikin. Paro was a koifa be'ikin. Mi Hashem. Just Paro was a koifa be'ikin, Rabbi said. Where did that come from, Rabbi said? Where did Paro's community come from? So everyone would say over here, you know where it came from? Paro used to, at night, in his bed, he used to cuddle up in his bed with his little poodle, and he used to read books from Kant and all the philosophers. He used to read Kfir with the books. That's where he became a Kfir Koifin from. He was the biggest Koifin in the world. You know why? Because he used to take a knife into his bed with a little light over his head. He had a Jewish guy holding the candle for him. You see it in all those books. He had a Jewish guy standing with a candle, making sure at night he used to read books. You know what books he read? He had books, philosophies, Mamish tall, Mamish big bookshelves of hundreds of books of all the Kfir in the Velra. That's what he got. No, Rabbi, so that's not the pshat. Chazal say maybe also, but Chazal said that's not where it came from. So the Medrash Hagadol Parashas Shmos, Kol HaKoifer B'Toivosu Shel Chaveiro, Soifoi Lichbor B'Toivosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paro Omar, Yosef, Joe. I don't know any guy named Joe. Joseph, who is that man? I never heard of it. Soifoi Lichbor. Yosef was the whole reason why Paro was zeicha to be the power in Egypt was zeicha to be a superpower, but he forgot about Yosef. Vayodas Yosef. He was koifer b'teivasa shachaveiro soifoi Lichbor b'teivasa shakadosh baruch hu. He was a koifer b'ikah. Because you don't recognize the good that's done by somebody that you see, you're probably not going to recognize. And the Chinuch says that in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, that's the reason of Kibud Av V'Em. That we learn to respect our parents and give a kavod to our parents, because in that way we'll come to respect Hashem, because we respect the parents that we do see, we give a kavod hatoyv to them, we'll respect the parents that we don't see, Rabbi said. But to the kud of this spirit, the difference was going into a kavod hatoyv is to learn the sensitivities, even for the smallest object, Rabbi said. To learn sensitivities even for trees, for inanimate objects, things that we benefit from. So again, a tree that you don't eat, you have no thing, but the things that you benefit from, Rabbi said, you have to learn sensitivities. You have to learn to treat it respectful. Food, you learn to treat respectful. People, to speak respectful, because these people have feelings, these people will benefit from. And a person learns to be that person, that's when a person learns to be an emissar, or even a sherebah, so you have a good relationship with the Baruch Shem also. But if you don't learn to the sensitivities of trees of people, things that you benefit from, people that you benefit from, it's going to end up chas v'shalom, Rabbi said. You're going to have a difficult marriage, you have it chas v'shalom. A person doesn't understand that the problems today in marriage is because a person doesn't learn to be sensitive to other person's feelings, and especially something that he benefits from. He benefits from. Everything's about three people, Rabbi said. People who are concentrating on three people. From Hashem, there's three. Me, myself, and the third guy's I. You heard of him? Those three are the ones that occupies his mind. What can I get? There's no sin. Whatever. If I need it, that's it. Everything in the world is God. There's no one else in the world besides me, Rabbi said. Develop sensitivities. A guy told me, Murray, to get Meister of Palm just recently, Rabbi said. The Palm was working with his son, and his son found $20. So he asked his father, he was in New York, I guess, Shai the pastor, you can keep it anyway, but it's a Moses Mufuzaro's, but I can keep it. So he said, he asked his father, can he keep it? He says, you can keep it, 100%, but you shouldn't be so happy about it. He says, why? Why shouldn't I be happy? Because there was a loser, somebody lost the money. Don't be so happy about it, don't celebrate. You can keep the money, but realize, there's somebody on the other end, your boy said. Somebody who lost money. Develop sensitivities for somebody else. If you're focused only on yourself, that's the whole life, it's all about yourself, so you're jumping for joy. But if Zedra Palm told him, son of Maria, took a lesson, could be it was a guy that lost it. But if Palm told him, okay, you can keep it, don't celebrate. There's somebody who lost the money and he's bizarre now. don't celebrate the Yenim Saf. You have to keep the money, but don't celebrate Pesach. But the Palm is teaching us on a musical lesson of Pesach. But we have to develop sensitivities. We live in a world only about ourselves. That's what's going to happen. There's going to be celebration, we don't care, and we're going to have very, very difficult marriages, have difficult lives. This world is about developing sensitivity. Our life is about somebody else. That's how we develop a life relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we learn to be doyek with somebody else, the Bodhisattva, then we'll be learning to be doyek to the Rebbeinu Shloim, and we'll come to the Rebbeinu Shloim with a Gevald, the Kesher, the Bodhisattva. It's called a Kolafaket. The person learns that Kodesh Baruch Hu and learns to be sensitive to somebody else, the Bodhisattva. Avada will be sensitive to Kapi HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Bodhisattva. This is the Yisoid of life, the Bodhisattva, to learn, to think about somebody else's feelings, somebody else's life, to work hard, and it's very, very hard. Everybody's wrapped up in themselves. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, all wrapped in ourselves. That's the nature of a person. He's wrapped up in the anir. A person has to extend that anir, like the Shimon says in Akdama, to extend the anir, to be involved with others, to think about others. What can I do for somebody else? And we say, over Murray, because I won't end it, but he said, nothing to be figured, or Shiva Mir said, unbelievable, such a powerful word. A guy was running over to him, we were talking about El, was running over Shoiv, we were talking about it was El, without El, Rosh Hashanah Day. And right before the Tzkiyas came up, he said over that he's learned the Zoya, everybody learns the Zoya about the Tzkiyas, and the Gvalad example goes on, and the Zoya says, unbelievable Zachin. And he ran to Rav Nosson Tzvi, and he asked Rav Nosson Tzvi, what should I think about during the Tzkiyas? What should be on my mind during the Tzkiyas? We know, Yisrael Salanta says, that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin, 27a, something Gemara, came to the Zikaron Domi, Kibifnim, and Yisrael Salanta says, B'shas, the Tzkiyas, they're judging the person at that moment. That's when they're judging you. So what kavona should I have? The kavona of the Arizal, with the Rebbe Chaim Vital, you know, everybody runs to the mikveh, jump 174, you know, connect 100 tefillahs, connect 100 gears, jumping in with a gartel, on a gartel, into the mikveh, comes out, hears, oh, mama's sweating, all the pains are sweating, comes out, runs on this, the Elch of Kavonis, from the Arizal, with this thing, so Rav Nosson Tzvi says, Trach Vegan Yenu. That's what we should be thinking about Kiyas. Think about somebody else, what you do for somebody else. That's the grest, the Kavanah of us. I need a doidi with doidi.